Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the Qalb Institute podcast, Companions of the Quran. This Ramadan, Qalb is committed to provide education and programs to all aspects of our local community as well as across the world. To help in this effort and invest in your Sadqa Jariyah, visit supportqalb.com and help us expand our efforts. Jazakallah khair and thank you for your continued support. Assalamu alaikum.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأزكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions nations that were blessed with revelation. However, they didn't fulfill the haq and right of that revelation. They violated it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then took that away from them and gave it to another group. The Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is blessed with the greatest revelation, Al-Quran. The Quran has a haq on us all, a right over us all. Fulfilling that right is the first and most important step of building a relationship with the Quran. It starts with understanding how important the Qur'an is in our life. Allowing the Qur'an to lay its command on us, not fighting against it, not challenging it. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ To be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you engage with the Qur'an. To not be frustrated if you get stuck. Every time you face a little challenge while trying to make read out of a particular word or to understand a particular ayah, be patient and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those struggles. Ya Allah, open up my heart. Make me worthy of the Quran. Making an effort to embody the external and internal adab of the Qur'an is the haq of the Qur'an upon us. Making time every day to read the Qur'an. Sitting with the great scholars of the Qur'an. It is said regarding the famous reciter of Misr, Imam Sayyidina Warsh, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He traveled from Egypt to Medina Munawwara to study with the great Qari, Imam Nafi'. And he had a desire to read with him. However, Imam Nafi' was such that there were so many people that wanted to read with him that no one had the opportunity to read directly to him. Most people would end up reading to his students. And those that did read to him, they would not read more than 30 verses at a time. He said, I traveled all the way from Egypt with this desire to want to read to Imam Nafi'. He spoke to some of the seniors of Medina Munawwara that intercede on my behalf to him and ask him to make time for me. Look at this man's muhabba. He traveled all the way from Egypt to Medina Munawwara to recite a Quran that he knows, to recite a Quran the people of the city know, the people of his town know. But he wanted to benefit from the best. He wanted to do ihsan above and beyond. Finally, Imam Nafi' said to him, that I have heard that you've come to Medina without the intention of Hajj or Umrah. You're not headed to Hajj and Umrah. Neither did you come for any tijara, any trade. You came here just to study with me. So at night, I will give you permission to read to me. Imam Warsh was someone who recited the Quran with a very powerful voice. So when he started reading in the night hours to his sheikh, he read so loudly that the masjid began to echo with his recitation. And he was a beautiful reciter. So everyone gathered around. And once his turn was done, and it was time for another student to read, that student said, I give my time to him. And then another person said, I give my time to this man as well, let him read. And then the next person says, I give my time to this man, let him read. And he kept reading and kept reading, until eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the honor to recite the entire Quran to his sheikh. This is what we call fulfilling the haq of the Qur'an. That there is a desire, there is a love, there is a sacrifice involved. that when you are given a chance to commit to the Quran or something else, to open the Quran or scroll through your social media, that when there is an opportunity for you to wake up in the morning and maybe spend 45 minutes with the Quran or your video games or your TV show, those video games and TV shows are not going anywhere. Reading the Quran first will establish your priorities. It's a statement. It's a statement of what matters most to you. That let me take care of what matters more than anything before I entertain myself or before I engage with something that may not benefit me in the world or in the hereafter. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us of this in a beautiful hadith, Al-Qur'anu hujjatun laka aw alayk. The Quran will either be a testimony for you or it'll be a testimony against you. Spend time with the Quran every day. Listen to the Quran. Sit with the Quran. Reflect on the meanings of the Quran. If there is a gathering, a tafsir happening somewhere, bury yourself in that gathering. Sit among the students. When you read the Quran, take that moment as a moment of honor. Your identity should be that you are a companion of the Quran. There are so many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that mention the virtue of reciting the Quran, and also where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives an example of the reciter of the Quran. So many examples. مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ كَمَثَلِ الْأُتْرُجَّةِ طَعْمُهَا طَيِّبٌ وَرِيحُهَا طَيِّبٌ وَمَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ الَّذِي لَا يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ كَمَثَلِ التَّمْرَةِ طَعْمُهَا طَيِّبٌ وَلَا رِيحَ لَهَا وَمَثَلُ الْمُنَافِقِ الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ كَمَثَلِ الرَّيْحَانَةِ رِيحُهَا طَيِّبٌ وَطَعْمُهَا مُرٌّ وَمَثَلُ الْمُنَافِقِ الَّذِي لَا يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ كَمَثَلِ الْحَنْظَلَةِ طَعْمُهَا مُرٌّ وَلَا رِيحَ لَهَا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives this analogy that the example of a believer who recites the Quran is like consuming something, eating something that has a sweet taste and also smells good. That there's sweetness on the inside and also on the outside. The example of a believer who doesn't recite the Quran is like one who eats something that's sweet on the inside because that person has iman in their heart, but because they're not reciting the Quran, there is no fragrance emerging from there. And then the example of a hypocrite who recites the Quran is like something that you eat that is bitter internally, yet has a good smell on the outside, like a person bites into a flower. And then the example of a hypocrite who does not recite the Quran, internally bitter, there's no smell to it either. It's a loss and a loss. Fulfill the haqq of the Quran. Everything has a haqq. Everything has a right over you. Your family has a right over you. Your teacher has a right over you. Your children have a right over you. Your masjid has a right over you. Your work has a right over you. All of these rights stand in their own place, but greater than all of that is the right of your Allah. And it is the right of your deen. And it is the right of the Quran upon you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's 23 years of nubuwa can be characterized as years of revelation. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam cherished the most. And when revelation began to dwindle, and when the Quran was now more or less complete, the rest of the time the companions, they say, we saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam sitting silently doing istighfar, waiting for his departure from this dunya. That with the end of the Quran was the end of his mission. He left his dunya, but left for us the Quran. And that Quran is our rope. It is what grounds us. It is what connects us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those of you that are younger and your parents constantly remind you to read the Quran, it may be a little frustrating because, you know, you don't like being told what to do. But appreciate and understand that what they are telling you to do is in your favor. They're helping you build good habits from a young age. They're teaching you to make time for the Quran, because if you aren't taught to make time for the Quran from a young age, when you get older, life's going to get a lot more hectic and you will have a million more excuses. But just like when we're young, we're told to brush our teeth, make our bed, iron our clothes, wash our face, put our shoes on, make sure our socks are clean. These are all huquq that we owe to ourselves and to the people around us, that make sure you do this, make sure you do that, make sure you eat. A parent sits with their child, and even if the child takes 45 minutes to take 10 morsels, the mother will sit with her child and ensure those 10 morsels are taken. Because they are ghidha, it's nourishment for that body. The Qur'an is nothing less. The Qur'an is nourishment for the soul. I mentioned this in one of my previous classes, and I'll say it today again. There was a sister in the community that I knew. She would encourage her children to listen to the Qur'an every night before going to sleep. When they went to their rooms, she would turn the Qur'an on the speaker, and they would listen to the Qur'an every night when they went to sleep. One of her children went to memorize the Qur'an, and she literally memorized the Qur'an so quickly compared to the rest of the classmates, and she would say, those ajza that I heard before going to sleep were like second nature to memorizing. They were so easy. It was as if I was visiting an old friend. There was nothing new here. She memorized these 20, 24 juz like this. Very quick. I was in Umrah, and there was a brother sitting next to me. And I knew that this person had a very strong relationship with the Qur'an. Very strong relationship. We prayed Jum'ah Salah together. And then after Jum'ah was over, I turned to him and I whispered in his ear. I said, you should memorize the Qur'an. Do it. He said, I don't know. I'm old now. I have kids. I don't know if I'm cut for this. I said, Habibi, you have a relationship with the Qur'an. I've seen you. You're always reading the Qur'an. You're always talking about the Qur'an. Say Bismillah and do it. His children had memorized the Qur'an too. His wife has memorized the Qur'an. I said, say Bismillah and start. He said to me, Sheikh, I will memorize the Qur'an on the condition that you listen to me. I said, okay. When we have technology, send me voice recordings and I'll listen to you. And the amazing thing is, every day I get a voice message with a page or two pages that he recites to me. And sitting with him on the table before I even correct are his own children correcting him when he's making the mistakes. You can always build that relationship with the Qur'an. Create an environment. Like a child feeds their parent when they get old. Like a child irons their parents' garments when they get old. That you have an environment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this environment. May He allow us to see the value in building a relationship with the Qur'an. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow the Qur'an to testify for us and not against us on the Day of Judgment. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.